During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
The word possession is thrown around quite frequently when it comes to the world of ghosts and paranormal that we talk about. Our next story, could technically fall into that or could be classified into that a little bit, or actually quite a bit. It may also be classified as the author writes channeling. Not so much being completely taken over, but more so getting messages and seeing things from the other side and relaying those messages to the living in a semi-conscious way. It's a very, very scary thought as we dive into the story of just how powerful the other side can be to the living when it finds its right conduit. I have to believe that over the years of hearing these stories, that not everyone is a good conduit for getting these messages across. I must look at it as elements. You know, water is a great conduit for electricity. Rubber, not so much. I kind of believe that some humans are more in the water element area, and many others are more so the rubber. And I suppose if you're on the other side and you're looking to get a message across, you're going to be looking for those people who are more in the water side. It'd be more of an easy conduit to get your message through. Unfortunately, it seems those that are the good conduits don't seem to have much of a choice in the matter. And that, I think, is one of the scariest parts of that proposition. Not having a choice in the matter. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Sometime near the end of September of this year, 2006, I went to my friend's home in New Jersey. My friend Mike's house was claimed to have been haunted by him and his family ever since I knew him. When I was younger, about 10 or 12 years ago, my friend and I went into his dark and cluttered basement and were looking around at all the cool antiques and items. We saw some clothes move around near the washer and dryer, so my friend Mike thought it was his brother. He picked up a plastic bat to scare him and hit him with it. When we went over there, the clothes stopped moving and nobody was there. We freaked out and ran back up the stairs. But a large painting, which was facing backwards towards us, blocked our way up the stairs. Together we moved it and ran scared as hell back up. We told his mom and she believed it was the ghosts or ghost in the house. After that, I never went to his basement or visited his house again. So as time went by, I later became good friends with Mike as we got older and ended up back at his house a lot. Nothing weird happened until the events of September. Mike and my close friend Val were sitting upstairs in Mike's room, just relaxing and talking. His room was very soothing because he had a very large fish tank and had a visualizer on his TV playing mellow music. Not sure if this had anything to do with it, but I was very relaxed and I was staring into this visualizer on the television. Mike was talking about ghosts and us and brought up the time when we were younger, when we saw something in the basement. He told me about the painting that blocked our way back up the stairs, and I didn't remember it. I suppose I blocked that part out, too. Then a little while later, still upstairs in his bedroom, I started feeling weird. I felt like the room was getting darker, and I couldn't feel myself correctly. I felt as if I was falling slightly backwards. The best I could describe it would be getting a shiver up my spine and feeling that moment right before you pass out, or when you're on medicine and sick, you feel very spacey. That's exactly how I felt. So I quickly panicked and told Mike and Val that something was wrong. I told them I didn't feel right. I felt like I couldn't keep my mind focused. I was thinking that maybe I was dying for some weird reason and didn't want to. My friends told me to calm down and were looking at me very weird. I kept telling them I didn't feel right and my friends said to calm down and calm down because I was working myself up and my heart was racing. He didn't want me to go into a panic attack. He then told me to close my eyes and I did. That I saw visions and felt emotions of things. I got freaked out, but was also curious as to what the hell was going on. I told my friend Mike, and he thought I was channeling. I told him no, I wasn't. I couldn't be. He kept saying I was, and he was right. I was a little boy sitting on a wooden dock with wooden walls around me. My feet were dangling out the door, and there was a fence, like a door, that was open outward, and it had a little black book with a latch on it. It was dangerous to get the book because I could have fallen out, but I wanted it for some reason. Out the door was a lake, and it was very calm and nice out. The green stalks and trees seemed very clean to me. At this point, I started crying. I was not crying, but my body was. My fingers turned cold, and when I came out of it, they warmed up. I later found out that every time this happens, my body cries as a signal to tell me, yes, this is true, or yes, this is happening. Everything important is relayed back to me through emotional responses, either happy or crying, even though the feeling I'm receiving is not always a sad one. So then I picked up a piece of paper, and with my eyes closed, I drew a picture. I drew what I saw and the little boy. I felt the period was the early 1900s, and this boy had a school boy uniform on, with a hat with a dark ribbon hanging to the side. I said my name was Josh or James and continued to draw on another piece of paper. I drew on three different papers and then just folded them up and placed them together to make one whole picture. It was uncanny how everything lined up. Some pieces of the drawing were hard to see, but others were very clear. I began to get freaked out again. As the pen moved on the paper, I felt as if magnetic forces were pulling my hand a little at times in increments to make the image on the paper. At one point, I put the pen on the side of my palm with my hand straight out, and it started spinning in one spot very slowly. Again, I was freaked out. I couldn't understand the whole message that night, possibly because it was my first time, I'm not sure. The little boy also got very frustrated very easily when my friend Mike talked to him. A day passed, and we all thought about everything that happened all day. I went back to the house and again and again and went back into Mike's room. This time, another friend, Wes, was there. We were hanging out again and just watching a movie this time. I again started to feel something. I was also trying to tap into whatever I was doing again, though. This time I felt like my right side of my face was drooping or had something wrong with it. I looked at my friend Val to the right of me and asked her if anything was wrong with my face. Then Val told me my eyes were turning a different color and said, "When I look at you, I didn't remember exactly what she said. Val was questioning me about what I was saying. And I started to feel that feeling, that falling backwards feeling, and I started to cry. My fingers became freezing again, and I closed my eyes and could hear myself breathing. Everything after this felt more like a dream than the truth. Luckily, my friends were there to remember it all, and I remember telling them to remember because I may not. I think this day I felt like whatever was embodying me had more control than the previous day. I said I felt cold and I saw water. It was nighttime and I kept saying the water was like Titanic cold water. There was also a lighthouse nearby. Val asked if it was her grandfather, and I cried and felt that it was. She began to cry a little as well. She said her grandfather saved two young girls in frigid waters, and he got a medal from the town for doing so. I don't know why that message was relayed as telling her that's who it was, but maybe that was the way she would know. So I kept hugging her, and I said I loved her and missed her. At this point, I felt less of myself and began talking in third person. I was saying that Kevin was okay. I was letting everyone know that I was personally okay, but my body was crying and something else was talking through it. Everyone there believed everything that was happening as well. So after a little bit, my friend Mike, whose room it was, asked if I wanted to get some air. I agreed. We went downstairs and Val was making sure I felt okay. Mike wanted to get a glass of water from the kitchen before we went out and asked if I was okay, and I agreed. I didn't want to be alone, so we all walked to the kitchen. The kitchen had a door which went into the basement. To get to the kitchen, we walked through the dining room and past the bathroom and his mother's room. His mother's room was originally his stepdad's father's room. Mike's step-grandfather was bedridden and died in that room. I know he is one of the ghosts in the house. So when we walked past the dining room and bedroom, I felt enormous energies around me. I jumped into the kitchen and told Mike. We were there for a little bit and then walked out again. I felt the energies again and started to move my hands like an Italian would when they're pointing at something, shaking both hands up and down. I did that in the living room where a pile of clothes was, the dining room where some more clothes were, and back in the kitchen where the garbage was. My friend Wes said, "What do they want when you clean up the house or something?" I laughed and I felt happy. I believe that it's the energy they wanted, as funny as it sounds. So then Mike cleans up. We started to go outside, but get stopped again. I fell to my knees and Mike said, I mumbled something that sounded weird. I was getting up and I said, "The spot," pointing down at the spot on the ground. Every time I mention the spot, I get choked up and feel whatever it is very powerful. I don't know what it is, though. I kept talking about this spot, and then I heard something whisper, "Mike," from the bedroom area. I quickly turned right at Mike and said, "Did you hear that?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "It said your name." He started to cry and get worked up because now we knew this was happening. There's no way we both could have heard the same thing, and I said exactly what it was if it didn't happen. Nobody else heard the voice, though, surprisingly. I was scared, and I went over to Mike with my heart racing. He was getting a little distraught and called up his cousin and friends. They were very interested in paranormal activities and raced over. I guess that's why Mike called them. So then I kept pointing at the spot and feeling the magnetic forces around me. I can't remember the whole scene after this, but I know Mike asked if I wanted to go into the mother's room where the grandfather died. I said, "Okay." He opened the door, and me and my friend Wes began to go near the door. As soon as we did, we both jumped back and felt something. I said there was huge energy there, and it just freaked me out. We ended up going into the room, and my hand was moving around on the dresser, searching or trying to tell us something, but I never got what it was. And Val's grandfather came back in me, and I turned to her and hugged her and started to cry again. We went out and went back to the spot talking about it. I didn't know what was so important about it. I followed my hand into a grandfather clock that was near the spot and opened it. And a little piece of ripped paper fell out. It said something from Dad or something. I'm not entirely sure if it was important or just coincidental. Then I went over to an old desk, which was right near the same area, and tried to get something that was under the lid of the top of it. I also never found anything there or figured out what was there. Then Mike asked if I would go into the basement, and I said, no way. I did not want to go there. He said, what if the spot was something in the basement and it could start a fire or something? He wanted to know because it was his house. I agreed to go, not really wanting to go. I was very jumpy, and my body was worn out at this point. We had the two girls jump on the spot upstairs so we could find exactly in the basement, and me. The three other guys went in the basement. We all went the way to the back with flashlights because the lights were so dim it didn't matter if they were even on. Mike said the room which we were going into was his grandfather's tool room. I really didn't want to go in, but I did. We entered the small closet-like room. I went in, and there were a lot of old, rusted tools on the wall. To the left and right were pitch-black, dark areas. I was a little scared. Normally, I would not have gone in there, but I felt like it was okay. Then I felt like I couldn't breathe. I panicked and began to calm down and breathe very slowly as I made noise, breathing in and out. Mike said it sounded like I was dying. He said it sounded very similar to his grandfather when he was on his deathbed, breathing very slowly. I pointed up at some wood and fishing poles attached to a wooden rack above us. I was pointing at wire or something. It was right under the spot I was talking about. Mike asked what it was. Then I heard a voice creep up from the darkness behind me, and it said with a slight bit of attitude that it was a phone wire. Scared the hell out of me. I didn't know this, but Mike said my eyes looked weird, and he said it looked like I was going to kill him. So he was frightened. Then I let out a scream and dashed past everyone back to the stairs, going back up. I looked back, and everyone was getting up off the ground. I went back to get them, and we all ran upstairs. We went upstairs and went over what happened and calmed down. We were finally outside on the porch and talked a little bit more. Val's grandfather came in me again for a little bit and then left. I felt a warmth and saw my grandmother and grandfather, who were deceased, to the left of me. I didn't tell anyone until a day later, though. I didn't physically see them with my eyes, but I knew they were there. I could feel them and see them in my mind. That's the best I could describe it. Next, we went to the grocery store because I knew it was very bright there, and that's where I wanted to be. It was nighttime. I felt more myself in the light. In the darkness, I could feel things around me. So I stayed there for a few hours with my friend Val and then finally went home with her. And she slept over because I was still really scared of everything. As I walked up to my stairs and past my parents' room, I felt like my grandmother was in the room with my mother. And she had a dream about her. The next day, I told my mom the story and she believed me because she had events happen to her in her life when she was younger herself. Then I told her I saw Grandma, and she was set back and started to cry. It was her mother. She was close to her. I said I knew she dreamt about her last night because I could feel it. I just knew. She was a little freaked out, but believed me and told me that it was true. Being sensitive to this level is very new to me. I'm just beginning to understand what is going on, or trying to. I don't know if this is a gift that will stay with me for the rest of my life or if this is just a temporary glimpse into the other side. I don't know if it's something I want to continue either.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.